Next time, and there will be a next time, I'll force myself to be fashionably late. At least 10 minutes. Maybe 15. You're forgiven, I said. And suddenly I felt incredibly relaxed. You just broke the ice, huh? Kayla winked. I did, didn't I? Just like that. God, I'm good, aren't I? Sneaky, just like you are. You know the axiom that men don't like women who threaten them because they're too smart? I said. You're scary smart. But you're the exception that proves the rule, right? You like smart women just fine. Anyway, I'm not that smart. Tell you why. My theory, anyway. Tell away. I'll have a beer. Pilsner on tap, I said to the bartender. Kayla continued. I see all these supposedly super smart people at the hospital. Doctors and researchers who are complete disasters in their personal lives. So how smart can they really be? What? They're smart because they can memorize facts and other people's ideas? Because they know every rock and roll song ever recorded? Or the storyline for every episode of Bewitched? I rolled my eyes. You know the storylines of Bewitched? You know people who know the storylines of Bewitched? My God, no. Maybe ER and Scrubs. I know a lot of R&B songs, I told her. Haven't figured out life too good, though. Kayla laughed. I disagree. I've met your kids, Alex. Have you met Christine Johnson? Stop it. Anyway, I have met her. She's an impressive woman, completely. A little messed up right now.